From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Back in 2005, Missouri defunded dental care for all Medicaid recipients except children, pregnant women, and the disabled. And it's left a lot of people with only bad options. Many find themselves in the ER with tooth infections, where cost for treatment per patient can run on average around $9,000. Some try to find affordable care at federally qualified health centers, where services are discounted for low-income patients, but aren't free. For Missouri's very poor, their only option is charity dental care, and there are very few people who do this kind of work. Dr. William Kane is a dentist who runs a charity dental clinic called Smiles of Hope in Dexter, Missouri. Every month, Dr. Kane and two other dentists treat 60 to 70 patients over the course of one day. He calls it controlled chaos. There are so many people in need of emergency dental care that he compares the clinic to a MASH unit.
Lee, man, somebody put this guy under, will you?
All these chairs will be full tomorrow morning from 6 to 8, and I'll go from chair to chair to chair.
Dr. Kane's clinic is run out of the Lighthouse Christian Center, a church here in Dexter. Volunteers converted an old attic space into what is now the exam room. At first glance, you could be fooled into thinking you've walked into a professional dental office. Only after looking closely do you realize everything is mismatched. Some of it's been bought discounted, but mostly the clinic runs on donations. Kane does, however, have to pay for his equipment when it breaks. That money comes from the $20 fee the patients pay to get treated here. The clinic could certainly use more money, but Kane says $20 is really all these people can afford.
We see patients, working poor, people that are on Medicaid, that the only time they get dentistry is when they go to the emergency room for antibiotics and pain medicine. We see veterans that aren't being served by the VA system. So we're seeing desperate people.
The day officially starts at 6 a.m. with a quick medical exam, blood pressure, heart rate, medical history. Then people are moved upstairs into small groups for triage. The dentist will take a look at your mouth, ask you what hurts, determine what tooth needs to be pulled that day. A lot of the patients come with more issues than the clinic can handle in one sitting.
Unfortunately, we are an emergency room. Our goal is to eliminate pain. We will get some patients in that need cleanings or simple restoratives, simple fillings. We have to refer them elsewhere. The need, Katie, for the removal of teeth is just unbelievable.
This year, the Missouri legislature agreed to refund adult dental care under Medicaid for the first time in a decade, which will likely reduce the number of people in need of free dental services. But as we in Missouri know, 300,000 low-income adults who could qualify for Medicaid under the ACA don't, because the state has so far decided not to expand the program, which means Smiles of Hope isn't going anywhere. For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.